Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Preaching Islam in one's various capacities is a responsibility which is imposed on each and every Muslim. Now, there are situations which have arisen in modern times in which this preaching responsibility, because it relates to various categories of people in their own different capacities, they have caused a rift at times between husbands and wives, between, for example, children and their parents. Now, we shall discuss one such instance which has often been cited in various Muslim societies as a cause of rift between the spouses, between the husband and wife. We have seen many instances in which women become deeply involved in very religious activities. They go out of their house for various dawah activities, and they want to present Islam and to get involved in various activism regarding Islam, and therefore they join various organizations, they join various groups and various activist groups which present the message of Islam in some way or the other. Now, at times we come across a situation in which the husband is very, very uncomfortable, or he does not like his wife to get involved in such activities. Now, in such cases, of course, there is a rift between the husband and the wife and the husband, of course, they are always arguing on such instances. Now, the question arises is that what is the right of the wife in this regard, and what is the responsibility of the husband in this regard? Has he been given this right to forcibly stop his wife from going out for dawah activities, and what should such a wife do in these circumstances? Now, first of all, it needs to be realized that a husband does not have any right to stop his wife from such activities. If she wants to indulge in these activities, if she wants to further the cause of Islam by joining any organization, and if this is not disrupting the family setup, then the husband, of course, should cooperate with his wife because he's doing something very noble. And on the other hand, if the wife realizes that if she's going out of the house and doing these dawah activities and she's earning the displeasure of her husband, and this would ultimately end up in a very bad marriage or even a broken marriage, then of course she has various options to decide with. She can of course take divorce from her husband if she thinks that doing these dawah activities has become so important for her, but she must also realize that going out for dawah activities is not primarily a religious obligation. It's not that she has been obligated or it has been made mandatory upon her to go out and do these dawah activities. What is mandatory upon her is to discharge this responsibility in her own immediate surroundings. She should, of course, urge people to do good and forbid them from wrong in her own atmosphere, in her surroundings, but she is not required by Islam to go out of her house and to join various active groups and join various organizations for this cause. This is something, of course, which could be very desirable, but this is something which has not been made obligatory upon her. So therefore, in such circumstances, either she could, of course, go as far as to even take divorce from her husband if she thinks that this is something which is an absolute requirement of her religion. And if she is told this, that of course this is not a requirement, however, this is something which is something very positive, something very required and very desirable, but not a requirement, then she should realize that if she, for example, bears this oppression from her husband, then this would be rewarding for us, not only rewarding because she's bearing this oppression, but also for the fact that we get rewarded for all those acts which we want to do, which we intend to do, but we do not have the opportunity to do. So therefore, if she does not go out trying to save the family, then she, of course, would be rewarded for not only bearing the oppression and injustice of her husband, but also because she had this intention of going out and do something for Islam. So she should rest assured that she shall be rewarded for all this in spite of not going out. And if she wants to save the family setup by not going out, then of course she shall be rewarded even more. So therefore, in a nutshell, we can say that a husband is absolutely not authorized. He'll be doing something very wrong if he stops his wife from going out for dawah activities. But on the other hand, if the wife, of course, if she wants, she can take divorce if she thinks that is something which has become very, very necessary for her own personality. But if she does not do so, she should realize that the reward of God is absolutely safe for us. She will get this reward. And also, not only that, she would also be rewarded because she is bearing this injustice and this oppression from her husband. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'iril muslimina wal muslimat.